Maybe you remember the place where God revealed himself to you. Perhaps you remember the time when you experienced the burning bush in your life, the day your life would be changed forever. My friend, how long ago was it? When's the last time God revealed himself to you? When's the last time you've heard his voice? When is the last time you felt the fire of God deep down in your soul?
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so delighted to have you join us today on Truth in Fact, and we are in the book of Exodus, chapter 3. And verse 2 says, "And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed." I'd like to deal with Moses and the burning bush. It must have been a great sight to see. A bush that was burning was not any big deal, but a bush that burned, that wasn't consumed, was something out of the ordinary. You know, God does things in our lives that are out of the ordinary to the human intellect. The human mind says, that's impossible. But the Bible says, with God, all things are possible. And on this particular day, Moses' life would be changed forever. He would never be the same. The burning bush was the place where Moses had this incredible encounter with God. Maybe you remember the place where God revealed himself to you. Perhaps you remember the time when you experienced the burning bush in your life, the day your life would be changed forever. My friend, how long ago was it? When's the last time God revealed himself to you? When's the last time you've heard his voice? When's the last time you felt the fire of God deep down in your soul? Well, many of us may know the story of how God called Moses. In Exodus here, we see that Moses was on the backside of the desert tending sheep for his father-in-law, Jethro. Moses sees a bush burning, but the interesting thing is the bush is burning, but it's not consumed. So Moses turns aside and goes to the bush. And when God saw that Moses turned aside to go to the bush, he spoke to Moses from out of the midst of the bush. And there God said, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here I am." And then the Lord said to him, "Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground." You know why the place was holy? It was holy because God was there. The presence of God was in that place. The fire in the bush is the presence of God, and wherever God is present, it's holy. My friend, a bush is a bush. Dirt is dirt. But when the presence of God is there, it's holy ground. You know his name is holy? In fact, in Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 7, "Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God, and you shall keep my statutes and perform them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you." If you were to read that in the Hebrew, it would say Jehovah Makedesh. Jehovah means self-existent one, Makedesh meaning sanctify or holy. And so from this we get the Lord who sanctifies, or the Lord is holy. You see, God's initial revelation of himself to Abraham was his power. But God's initial revelation to Moses was his holiness. God is holy. Holiness means separation from sin and all that is evil and commitment to righteousness. The church must be reminded that God's holy. The modern church today has lost the holiness of God. We become seeker-friendly, people-pleasing, purpose-driven, casual-minded, religious system that no longer has the revelation of the holiness of God Almighty. God stopped Moses before getting to the bush, and he said, "Do not draw near this place." Not just anyone can come into the presence of God. The only way you can come into his presence is through holiness. The Bible said the pure in heart shall see God. And the only way one can be declared holy or righteous is through Jesus Christ. There is no other way. And now that we're saved and cleansed and sanctified, we must walk holy, for God himself is holy.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.